You'll find links to this week's podcast, along with playlist information, at the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca.
can't see that. You can't see that. You can't see that. The war rooms of forgiveness in the house that we share, but the space has been empty of whatever was there. There were cupboards of patience, there were shelf floors of care, but whoever came calling found nobody there. After today, well, consider me gone. Roses have thorns and shining water's mud, and cancer lurks deep in the sweetest bud. Clouds and eclipses sting the moon, sting the sun, and history reeks of the wrongs we have done. After today, oh, consider me gone. Oh, consider me gone. Oh, consider me. Oh, consider me. Oh, consider me gone. Years at war with myself. The doctor has told me it's no good for my health to search for perfection. It's all very well, but to look for heaven is to live here in hell. Said we're not doing it right. So after today, after today, well, consider me gone. Well, consider me gone. Well, consider me. Well, consider me. I can't see the big gone. You can't say that. You can't say that. You can't say that. You can't say that.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. A new album just being released from multi-instrumentalist David Chesky. His latest project called Graffiti Jazz, where all the tracks just have a number. The one that we listened to was Graffiti Jazz number 2. And that's a solo album that sees him exploring working with virtual instruments and creating atmospheric soundscapes. He's also the founder of Chesky Records, a label that's put out over 500 albums. And with this latest release, he's launching his new label, the Audiophile Society. A duo recording before that from Sting, singing his tune, Consider Me Gone, working with bassist Christian McBride from Christian's album, Conversations with Christian, that was out in 2011, and saw him in duo settings with a number of other musicians like Hank Jones, Russell Malone, and others. Someone who hails from Guelph, Ontario before that, cellist Zoe Keating, now based in California. From her album Into the Trees, we heard Escape Artist. And the set started with music off Blue Note Records, bassist Marcus Miller from his album Aphrodisia, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Thank you. You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Couple of new albums wrapping up that last set. We finished up with the latest album just released from pianist, composer, and arranger, New Yorker Bill O'Connell, from his album A Change Is Gonna Come. We heard Enough Is Enough. That was off Savant Records. Craig Handy on sax, Lincoln Goines on bass, Steve Jordan on drums, and percussionist Pedrito Martinez. And a new album out of the Belgian jazz scene from bassist Piet Verbist, the album Secret Exit to Another Dimension. We heard the Monk composition Panonica, Hendrik Breckman on guitar, and Lionel Buvens on drums. Music recorded in Antwerpen, Belgium in September of 2020. And he's someone who's been a major figure on the Belgian jazz scene for decades. His fifth album on Origin Records. And big band music got us started. Trumpet player Randy Brecker, working with the Danish radio big band from the album The Jazz Ballad Songbook. We heard Goldfinger. Some additional solo work from trombonist Steen Hansen. We'll head into our final set with music out of the Beatles catalog from guitarist Paul Silberglied. This is from his album The Hidden Standard, Eleanor Rigby. Thank you. music from tenor player David French off of his album Dance of the Bees. Track Ballad from Nowhere, Rick Swager on guitar, Andrew Downing on bass, and Nick Fraser on drums. Music recorded in Toronto in 2010. Back to March 1975 before that, and some gypsy jazz from violinist Stefan Grappelli working with the Diz Desley Trio. The album Violinspiration and Sweet Lorraine. Some solo work from Diz Desley on guitar and bassist Isla Eckinger. And Grappelli became known after working with Django Reinhardt, with whom he founded the Hot Club Quintet of France in 1943. And the set started with music from guitarist Paul Silberglit off of his album The Hidden Standard. We heard Eleanor Rigby. Part of his core sextet includes trumpet player Eric Jacobson and saxophonist Eric Shore. I always look forward to hearing from you folks, so go ahead and email any comments to moz@jazzboulevard.ca. And of course, let me know where you're located in the world. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And if you'd like to help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's ongoing production while enjoying some premium benefits, consider becoming a subscriber on Mixcloud. It only costs about the price of a coffee, and you'll be supporting the music you love. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
On this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present The Dark Maths, the second EP from Kingston-based band Gifts of Guilt, an indie rock supergroup featuring members of several local bands. The release draws inspiration from the distinctive sounds of bands such as Pavement, Slint, and The Breeders. Be sure to follow at Gifts of Guilt on Instagram to stay up with the latest band news. Are you a local musician who'd like airplay and social media coverage on CFRC's channels? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.com. Music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Dark Maths on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Gifts here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Time is it.